From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to come to you on this Thursday edition of the Living Truth program as we are focusing on the purpose of the cross. And I think that that's a very appropriate focus this week in that this is what is often referred to as Passion Week, before the triumphal entry of Jesus Christ into the city of Jerusalem, and then, of course, his work on the cross and his resurrection on the Sunday, the third day after he was placed on that cross and suffered and bled and died for us. And so we've been looking at the purpose of the cross taken from Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through 11. And in that passage of Scripture, as you know, if you listened to the program throughout the course of this week, the word cross is not mentioned, but the effect and the work of the cross is mentioned. And that's why we are focusing on that particular passage of Scripture. But each day this week, I've been drawing your attention to Galatians chapter 6 and verse 14 as well, where it says, "But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world." The fact of the matter is, as Christians, we should rejoice in the cross. We should exalt God for the cross. We should lift up Jesus Christ for the cross, because through the cross, through trusting Jesus Christ as Savior, we find here, as Paul said, the world is crucified unto us and we unto the world. And what that simply means is that it's the cross that separates us from the world when we trust Christ as Savior. And when the world, as it is judged, will be cast into the eternal lake of fire, as it were, because remember, when we're talking about the world, we're not talking about the globe upon which we live, but we are talking about that which is made up of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. And when all of that is cast into the lake of fire, as it were, well, we will be delivered from that because of our faith in the work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. So we're looking at the cross and the purpose of the cross, and I indicated the other day that the purpose of the cross of Christ is that it made deliverance from sin and the issuance of eternal life possible, and that's why we should glory in it. Now, so far, we've had the opportunity of looking at the reason for the cross, and we did that Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Today, I want us to briefly focus on the remedy that's in the cross, the remedy that's in the cross. Now, keep in mind that every one of us have sinned, and because of that sin, we are alienated and separated from God. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God." Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death," which means separation from God. "But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." And so you see, the cross is the remedy for our sin, and I might add, the only remedy for our sin. So, 2 points I want to share with you briefly today. Number one, as it relates to the remedy that we have over sin in the cross, we need to remember that on the cross, Christ died for us all. For all of the people who ever lived, does live, or whoever will live on the face of the earth. You know, there are those who would teach that Jesus Christ died just for the elect. But beloved, he died for the whole world. And the death of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross is the only vital payment for sin. And Jesus died for us all. He died for every one of us because we are all sinners. We all needed a remedy. Look at our text, Romans chapter 5. In verse 6, it says, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly." I read out the other day that being without strength means that we were living in sin. We had no spiritual strength. We were spiritually weak, separated from God because we were ungodly, separated from God. That is before salvation. Look at verse 7. It says, "For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die." Talking there again about the fact that Jesus died for us. That's the ultimate emphasis behind verse 7. But then look at verse 8. It says, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Who is the us? Everybody on the face of the earth. But notice very clearly how it's brought out in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 15. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 15 says, in reference to the work of Christ, in fact, we can go back to verse 14, where it says, "For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead." You see, the one who died for all is Christ, because we, as the human race, were all dead. Verse 15, "And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again." Jesus died for the whole human race because the whole human race was dead in trespasses and sins. And when we go back to our text in Romans chapter 5, we read some encouraging things there in verse 10, where it says, "For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life." And so you see, the cross is the remedy for our sin because Jesus Christ died to pay the wage of our sin, and he rose again to give salvation to those who call upon the name of the Lord. Without the cross, there would be no remedy for sin. Without the cross, there would be no forgiveness of sin. Without the cross, there would be no eternal life. Without the cross, there would be no redemption. We ought to thank God for the cross of Jesus Christ daily. And so when we talk about the fact that the remedy for sin is in the cross, that's because of the fact that on the cross, Christ died for all. But secondly, on the cross, Jesus Christ shed his blood for all, for everybody. You see, blood is God's way to atone for the soul. You are reminded, no doubt, or you remember, no doubt, and if not, I will remind you of the words of Leviticus chapter 17 and verse 11. Leviticus chapter 17 and verse 11, where the Word of God says, "For the life of the flesh is in the blood. And God says, For I have given it unto you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul." Now there we see that some of the Levitical laws were being elaborated upon. And what is brought out for us right here is that God has given the blood for the atonement for the soul because the life of the flesh is in the blood. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Now, in the Old Testament, the blood that was offered upon the altar, that blood that was shed by the bulls and the goats and so forth, that simply covered over the sin of the people until the cross. But when Jesus Christ died on that cross and shed his blood on that cross, his blood is totally effective to take away sin, totally powerful to cleanse us from sin, to the point that the blood of Christ does not just atone or cover over the sin of the people, but the blood of Jesus Christ takes away the sin of those who call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and who are saved. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 9 and verse 14, we find these words. It says, "How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?" See, the blood of the bulls and the goats in the Old Testament could not take away sin. But the blood of Jesus Christ does take away sin because of the power that is in that blood. In verse 22 of Hebrews chapter 9. It says, "And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood is no remission." And so the fact of the matter is, Jesus Christ had to go to the cross. He had to shed his blood on that cross. He had to die on that cross in order for you and me to experience the remedy of sin through his work in his death and shed blood on that cross. Now, we're talking about the fact that in the cross is the remedy for our sin. But I want to remind you that it's important that Jesus shed his blood. There's a teaching that's out there today that said it's not so much the blood that was important as it was the death of Christ. Well, beloved, based upon the scripture that we've read today, Leviticus 17:11, Hebrews chapter 9, verses 14 and 22, it took the shed blood. Had Christ died in that cross of a heart attack, we would not have the redemption of sin. We would not have the forgiveness of sin, because Jesus died to pay the wage of sin. But he shed his blood to cleanse us from sin and to give us redemption and the total forgiveness of sin. And that's only possible through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. So the cross is the remedy for our sin, because on the cross Christ died for all, and on the cross Christ shed his blood for all. My question to you today is, have you trusted Christ as Savior? If not, you ought to do so right now by simply saying, "Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me," and he will. Now, the Lord willing, tomorrow, as we conclude this series, we're going to look at the results of the cross, so I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Until then, this is Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today, and that's why we say, amen, the best is yet to come, and that's what I'm looking for. God bless you today.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.